The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
What do you praise God for? Why do you praise God? As you start listing off reasons that you praise God, it could be likely a very long list, maybe limited only by how much time you have. I have made a short list of some of the most outstanding reasons that we will look at as if they could be our top 10 reasons to praise God. Number one, first of all, praise God because He is God. There's none like Him. Exodus 9, "For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thine servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth." 2 Samuel 7, "Wherefore, thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears." Psalms 86, "Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Number two, because of His love. He loves us now and has since before creation. Listen to Ephesians chapter 1. "All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son." We praise God, number three, because of creation, described in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. The sun, moon, stars, land, mountains, plains, rivers, lakes, oceans, plants, for food and beauty. Think about the last time you witnessed a sunset or a sunrise. Well, some of them are so majestic that they just plain get stuck in our minds. Praise God for His creation and creating us in His image, male and female, the institution of marriage, the beauty and wisdom of the process of procreation. Most of us are blessed with the five senses. Can you imagine life without sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste? We praise God, number four, for family. Almost all of us have family involved in our lives. Praise God for them and the part that they play in making us the person we are today. Number five, friends. Praise God for those friends in your life, some that stick closer than a brother. They've helped to enlighten you and to sharpen your understanding of circumstances and biblical truths. They have also been used by God to comfort and encourage you. Number six, salvation by grace. God knew that we would disobey. We would sin by nature and by our choices, actions. His perfect plan was provided, the perfect sacrifice in the form of His Son, Jesus Christ. Number seven, confidence of an everlasting relationship with Him. From the time we were born again, throughout this lifetime, and for the rest of eternity in His presence, heaven, praise Him for the things that we know about heaven. He will wipe away all tears and provide us a new body, one without pain, one that will never die. And we will know even as we are known. Number eight, the gift of His Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We are sealed by His Spirit, and His Spirit provides us with wisdom, helping us to pray as we ought. And the fruit of the Spirit, described in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Number nine, praise God for music. Never ceases to amaze me how that songs have played such a major part in my life. Christian music that has blessed me, given me joy, edified me, built me up in the faith. And even secular songs bring me happiness as they remind me of special times in my life or events. And finally, number 10, praise God for angels. As God's Word speaks of angels and the role they have played in biblical times, friends around me have told me of experiences involving angels, and I know for a fact that His angels have had a presence around me more than once. These have been my top 10 reasons to praise God. What are yours? I invite you to make a list of things you praise God for, meditate on that, and praise Him.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.